Spinky sulks. Spinky came charging out of the house and flung himself on the grass. He couldn't even see the dandelions he was staring at. He was so upset. His stupid family. They were supposed to love him, but the heck they did. Not even his mother. In a while, his sister, Wilhelmina, came out and said, "I'm sorry I called you Stinky. Spinky?" Spinky didn't answer. "Spinkalink," she said. "I apologize." Spinky still didn't answer, so she went back inside. "Now she apologizes," he muttered. A little later, Spinky's brother, Hitch, appeared and touched him with a finger. Spinky shook it off. "You were positively right," Hitch said. "I looked it up. Philadelphia is the capital of Belgium." Spinky turned his back. His brother's slimy voice was more than he could bear. "Spinks, it's lunchtime," said Hitch. "Mama wants you in the house." Instead of answering, Spinky went and climbed the big tree. His parents were watching from the window. "Poor kid, he's so sensitive," said his mother. "I better go talk to him, Harry."
"Ruby, don't," his father said. "He needs to simmer down. He's got no reason to sulk."
When it started getting dark, Spinky's mother came outside. She kissed him over and over and told him she loved him with all her heart ever since the minute he was born, and even before that. Then she covered him with a blanket and kissed him again. And it was no fake kiss. But Spinky lay there like a stone. He wasn't interested in kisses that came too late. The next morning, when Spinky's father left for work, Spinky was nowhere in sight. 2 seconds later, he was in the back of the house kicking a kerosene can. "Some father," he snorted. At noon, Spinky's mother brought him a tray. Spinky didn't even look at her. All of a sudden, they're being nice, he thought. When she came back, the tomato soup and the asparagus were still there, but the crullers and the grapes were gone. Hitch and Wilhelmina kept finding Spinky in different places. They'd try to pry a word out of him, or they'd just pass him by. Hitch got down on his ugly knees once and begged to be forgiven for anything he had ever done that Spinky took exception to. This only made Spinky loathe him all the more. Spinky's mother sat with him and held his hand, but his arm hung down like a noodle. Wilhelmina picked some daisies and stuck them in the hammock. Spinky threw them out. Around 4 o'clock, a circus parade came marching by. "Look, Spinky," his mother cried. "Clowns! Elephants!" But he wouldn't even glance in that direction. What a family. First, they ruin his life. Then, they expect him to watch a parade.